Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewing and barrel aging craft beer since 1988. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and that is Paul McCartney with Maybe I'm Amazed. Ties in very nicely with our theme today, Jim. April 1970, McCartney released that song, released his debut album as a solo artist. I mean, he was only in the biggest group of all time, the Beatles.
Right.
And here's how he tells the world about, by the way, I'm going to make this solo record. Press release, Q&A, that, oh, by the way, the Beatles are breaking up, I'm doing a solo record. Pretty amazing series of events. Comes out with his self-titled solo record that month, comes out with this debut single that month, and the Beatles are gone. Talk about a solo debut splash.
Yeah, it doesn't get much bigger than that, Greg, but lots of people over the course of rock history have made a lot of news by leaving a band and then going out on their own. Now, you and I have thought a lot about the magic of band dynamics. We did a book on the Beatles and the Stones, and one of the things we concluded made those bands so fantastic was the interaction of Richards and Jagger, McCartney and Harrison, and Lennon, right? Good players make each other better. Witness Sound Opinions, right? On the other hand, a lot of times an artist can't do everything he or she wants to do within a group setting. You have to always balance that group dynamic. So I think over the course of the last 40 or 50 years, we've had a lot of strong solo debuts. And then, you know, how many strong solo careers? How many careers that have sustained musical excellence as long or longer as the original band? I don't know. We were trying to think both in terms of longevity and creativity and really, you know, this career in a band was great, and then this career as a solo artist was great too.
Yeah, I think a good example of that is the artist I want to play here first, Jim. The Fugees were one of the biggest hip-hop groups of the 90s at the time this artist made her solo debut. The Fugees' second album, The Score, came out in 1996, and it sold 6 million copies. I mean, it was a huge group. Lauryn Hill was a member in that group. She went solo in 1998 with The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Well, that ended up topping everything the Fugees had done and turned Lauryn Hill into a superstar. I guess the only downside of this whole thing is that Lauryn Hill was never really able to sustain that. She only released one other record since then. She's been in all sorts of legal trouble. There have all been all sorts of personality and personal conflicts in her life. But I have to tell you, when I go back and listen to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, I still hear a great record. There's a sense of a woman really coming into her own on this record. She wrote, arranged, and produced the entire thing. It's a personal record. It's a political record. It's a manifesto for a young woman of color coming up during this era. And I have to say that both my daughters came to this record later. They were too young at the time to fully appreciate it. But they both really, really love this record for some of the things that Lauryn Hill is talking about. And there's a rawness there that evokes the more personal work of people like, I compared it when I reviewed it to some of those more personal records that Marvin Gaye was doing in the 70s or even Bob Marley. It made me people think I'm out of my mind. For my taste, there was no stronger record in the 90s for those sort of reference points than Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Here's one of the singles from the record, Everything is Everything, from Lauryn Hill on Sound Opinions.
Everything is everything, everything. What is meant to be will be. Understand Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in the ghetto on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
That's Lauryn Hill with Everything Is Everything. Greg Kot's first pick for a great solo album from someone who was in a good band before that. Greg, I'm going to talk about Peter Gabriel. I can't talk about Peter Gabriel enough. You know I love early Genesis, right? Up through The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. We talked about that as one of our rock operas, how much that record, you know, stands up. Like McCartney, Gabriel, during the midst of this tour for the biggest album Genesis had put out yet, the most ambitious, the one that really put him front and center, playing all these characters throughout the course of a double album, he puts out a press release and says, by the way, I'm leaving Genesis after this tour. Disappears for a year or two, and then begins a series of solo albums between 1977 and 1982 that I think are one of those four or five album stretches as good as anything you will find anywhere in rock. The first four albums are all called Peter Gabriel. Fans distinguish them by the cover art, the Hypnosis cover art. There's the Car album, the first one, the Scratch album, the Melt album, the Security album. He's taking the art rock ideas of Genesis and the ideas of storytelling in the lyrics, and he's doing some incredibly inventive things, bringing in African rhythms, bringing in all sorts of wonderful synth techniques, drawing on some really talented friends like Brian Eno and Robert Fripp. I'm going to play a great solo track from that first album, known as the Car album, in 1977. It's called Here Comes the Flood. Peter Gabriel on Sound Opinions.
When the night shows, the signals grow on radios. All the strange things, they come and go as early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide. Still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction. We cannot even choose a side. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older, sons and daughters. The jaded underworld was riding high. Waves of steel, of metal at the sky. And as the nails sunk in the cloud, the rain was warm and soaked the crowd.
Still alive. You'll be those
Peter Gabriel, Here Comes the Flood, the first solo career I'm highlighting on this show, Greg. A lot of solo careers came out of Genesis. I'm a fan of Steve Hackett's guitar solo albums. Not so much anybody else, especially Phil Collins. Coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX, more artists going it alone.